We got to get in an affordability crisis right now. Because we going to stay in Vegas. They saying that in Vegas, Arizona, and across the United States of America, that even though Tiffany Hinyard taking her trips there and stuff like that, that it has largely become unaffordable.
Affordable housing, a crisis here in the Valley, from not making enough money to pay rent to seniors on a fixed income.
8 News Now anchor Ozzie Mora shares the story of a Las Vegas woman on Social Security disability and why she has no choice but to move out of her apartment that she's been in for the past 8 years.
You have no idea how frustrating it is. And then you get turned out. It feels like a rejection, like you're not good enough.
It's that same rejection 59-year-old Cynthia Gill keeps getting as she calls apartments hoping she can afford.
If I don't make three times the amount and I'm on Social Security disability where I can afford to pay rent every month without fail, would I still be able to qualify and move in?
The answer to that question as of lately, no. She says all her stress is because she can no longer pay rent on top of other living expenses.
I've always paid rent on time. I've never had any complaints about me. I've helped out the neighborhood. What am I going to do? If you look around here, I've got a lot of stuff.
Gill is not the only one with this concern, according to Catholic Charities of Southern Nevada.
This has been something that's, you know, kind of been ongoing for the past couple years. It's only getting worse.
Nicole Anderson, the group's director of social services, says its housing navigation center now sees 200 to 300 people a month.
I don't see it going down anytime soon, so yeah, unfortunately.
The center connects people to resources to help them avoid homelessness, including those living on a fixed income. Gill is one of thousands trying to survive on Social Security income. AARP telling me 566,000 Nevadans receive benefits and close to 77,000 are on Social Security disability, which pays about $1,560 a month.
That amount alone, your yearly salary averaging to a little more than $18,000. Now, according to Apartments.com, the average rent at the lower end of the scale for a one-bedroom is $1,240 a month, most apartments requiring three times the rent. So in order to make this rent, not including utilities and food, you would need to make about $44,640 a year.
The rent increase in Nevada is ridiculous. I first started off here renting this apartment was $978.
Where are you at now?
$1,400.
Did you ever expect to be in your late 50s and live with this worry of possibly not being able to afford a roof over your head?
Absolutely not. I'd have to sell everything that I have.
Let me tell you something. There is more people retiring and getting older and aging out, boomers and all of that, than ever before. There's more people aging out of the workforce or being forced out or cannot even continue to work because of the ailments and the issues and the problems and all of that than ever before. And it's two things that's happening. And I'm going to show us another video to speak to the second one. But the first thing that's happening is, and I tell people this all the time, we always so focused on what we're doing now and what makes us feel good now, and we don't focus on what happens in the future. And so one thing that you got to take into consideration is that prices are never coming down. It's not. The only thing that you'll be able to do at this point is try to move to another location and then move to another location that's cheaper. And then eventually you'll end up in a hood. And then eventually you'll end up in the projects until they tear that down and they renovate that down. And then you'll eventually die broke. Social Security itself is a Ponzi scheme because what we're putting into it now is now funding what people are currently trying to do as far as retirement. They're still trying to talk about, and a part of negotiations and funding the government is making sure that we got enough money for Social Security. And the prices are not going to go down. They're going to continue to go up. And so when we have these conversations and stock club and a Patreon and stuff like that, and you know, I give you all a budget to make sure that you not only focus on what it is that you're doing now, but that you grow in the future. You're not going to be able to survive off of Social Security alone or having a son, husband, or forcing your kids to take care of you Everybody is trending towards being homeless. Everybody is trending towards eventually being homeless. Yo mama, yo grandma, you look, now we're going to be the Ponzi scheme. Meaning that people are now having children so that they can hope to be taken care of by their children instead of making smart financial decisions now. Because inflation and everything that's happening in society and Biden forgiving y'all student loans and all of these social programs is pushing the cost of living up. Even if you have a home, your costs are going up as far as utilities, maintenance, property taxes, HOA fees. I read that they have HOA fees down in Houston in buildings that's $6,000 a year. $6,000 a year in HOA fees. Alex, you just said it. $100,000 don't even remotely do what it does in yesteryear. It's not enough. Kay Cooper says, I want to take care of my mom. Interesting. I would like for my mom to be taken care of by making smart financial decisions. That's the difference. See, if I care for her, that's supposed to be extra. That's not supposed to be required. I don't want to put the burden on my daughter to have to financially be responsible for me when I get into my older age. And to the contrary, I would love to be able to pass something on to her so that her life isn't burdened, but her life is fruitful. You're being forced into poverty. And we all know that. But the question is, after you get forced into this thing, are you doing anything to prevent yourself to be subjected to it? Let me flip over for a second, because that's over in Vegas. And so affordability in homes and people, they can't survive in Vegas, right? They can't survive in Vegas. Let's go over to Arizona, for example. Arizona is supposed to be considered retirement communities, people where they're able to raise their kids and their grandkids a little bit differently, right? But in addition to the migrant crisis that's happening over in Arizona, you also have people that's complaining about the fact that they can't even live in Arizona anymore.
The landscape has changed a lot in recent decades, as you can see it transforming in this time lapse. In that time, the housing market has changed a lot too. Arizona was once one of the most affordable states to buy a home. Now, the opposite, according to a new report.
ABC 15's Patricio Espinosa and Garrett Archer teaming up tonight, talking to people priced out and going inside the numbers on Arizona's real estate reality.
It is part of the American dream to own a home. But how? Find a roommate? Get a second job? Those are some of the questions many in our community are asking.
And my husband and I moved to Arizona over 30 years ago because housing was very affordable at the time.
What you holding right there? Show us.
Because the rent is too high. And I have a grandfather, and he has Parkinson's disease. We were trying to find him a new home. Currently, he's living with us because housing rates are just crazy.
One of my friends at work, he's just turned 18. He would be a senior in high school, but he had to drop out to make money to help his family pay for.
One of her, listen, this is just like we back in the farming days. Like we back in the civil rights era, or we back in the 1800s. The kids are being forced to drop out of school. Not even just college or anything like that. High school, college. The kids are being forced to drop out of school to help their parents make ends meet. We going back into prehistoric times, baby. We're going into the space. Look, these are not black people. It's not just happening to black people. It's not just happening to Hispanics. It's not just happening to migrants or whatever. These are good white folk. Everybody that you see complaining on this video are people that they say that the system is actually supposed to be helping them for. More white people are signing up for social services than any other demographic and group. I'm telling you that all of this smoke that they blowing up your butt on a State of the Union, it's all fluff. In real life, people is, they messed up. They're messed up. Reading Super Chat shortly.
rent because they were going to be evicted.
And working for ways to help are community activists. They now have a message for Governor Hobbs to sign HB 2570.
The Arizona Starter Homes Act will make it possible for more for different kinds of homes to be built in the first place. And those options end up being cheaper to build, cheaper to purchase.
The bill, which has bipartisan support, removes certain barriers for first-time homebuyers. But Governor Hobbs hasn't signaled if she will sign it, saying many cities oppose it. In fact, the League of American Cities and Towns says the bill takes away the right of cities to control development.
The thing I have to say for Governor Hobbs is, has the American dream left Arizona?
Yep.
Can I be able to go afford a home one day?
Nope.
And I think that's what she needs to understand, and that my generation feels kind of hopelessness.
An affordable and beautiful home, a really nice garden, all part of that American dream. So what happened here? How did we go from being one of the most affordable cities to the top 10 most expensive ones to live? We now go to Gareth Archer for more.
Patricio, Arizona is a lot of things, but one thing it is not anymore, a place you move for affordable housing. An analysis of home values and census data by the site bestbrokers.com ranks Arizona 9th overall for home affordability based on the home price to per capita income ratio of residents. Arizona mirrors most western and mountain states, as you can see, with these soaring home costs. Now, most people live in metro areas, so we zoomed in on those using median household incomes and home values from the annual American Community Survey from the Census Bureau going back to 2012. So ratios are a bit different here, but Phoenix ranks 13th out of the 30th largest metros in the nation. And these high price-to-income ratios are relatively recent. 10 years ago, a Phoenician would need about 3 times their household income to afford a house. Today, every metro area in Arizona is above that threshold. Flagstaff and Prescott, they're the least affordable, followed by Phoenix, Lake Havasu, Kingman, Tucson, and finally Yuma, as you can see, just recently spiked. For Patricio Espinoza, I'm Garrett Archer, ABC 15, Arizona.
Thank you, Garrett.
And that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because what you thought the American... Listen, you know what the American dream is? It's dead. It used to be a white picket fence, 2 children living happily ever after with a pension, and you barbecuing in your own backyard and all of that, and you can forget it. If that's what you still think that the American dream is, then you have no clue. You could just throw it away. That's not the American dream anymore. You know what the American dream is? To not be worried about the fact that somebody is coming to get your car tomorrow now. That is the American dream. See, it's gotten so bad. It's gotten so bad in here, out here, and what it is that y'all dealing with. Oh, it's beautiful, Dre, here. I ain't even going to cap, bro. If you see my vlogs every day and you see where it is and I'm walking and having a good time, look, I made the best, me personally, I believe that I've personally made the best decision ever to stay home. I made the best decision ever to stay home. I did not fumble the bag. I didn't make a bad decision. I stayed home and I stayed focused because I understood what was coming. Everybody gonna be broke. Everybody gonna be homeless. Oh, you don't believe me? Don't worry about it. I'll show you in the next segment.